about what you're doing. And later on, switch on TV. They give me a news, they give half truths to me. They give us wise, they feed us lies.
Uncensored Radio Free America.
Rick Adams
is on.
Okay, all righty. We're on the air. My, oh, my, oh, my. Well, it's Tuesday night, and here we are, Rick Adams and company. Heard only on the Republic Broadcasting Network, right here at the center of your dial, as they say. Well, tonight we unexpectedly have decided, hey, we managed to hitch up, and we're going to have on the program in just a few moments Mr. Joe Loya. And he's the father-in-law of Border Patrol agent Mr. Ramos, who, as you know, is now in prison for trying to protect America, courtesy of George Bush and company, Mr. Chertoff, Homeland Security. You got the picture? Good. All right, so we're going to have him on in just a moment. We're going to say hello to him, and we'll tell you how to get to his website and read all about it, because he certainly needs your prayers, he certainly needs your help, and, of course, the Ramos family does as well. They've been burdened for many years without Nacho's pay. He's had a wife with three young children, and they're doing their best not to have to sell off their home. But nevertheless, things are not good for them, and this is what happens to people who are doing the right thing too often in America. So we'll see if we can hook up with him now and have him on tonight. He's got a lot to say. You know, he's been on Jack McLam's program, other programs, and he's on with us tonight. Is he ready? Well, let's see if he's ready to come on. Joe Loya is the name, ladies and gentlemen, father-in-law of Mr. Ignacio Ramos, the Border Patrol agent in question. And we do have him on the line. Let me just quickly say hello before the first break. Hello. How are you, Joe Loya?
Hi, Rick. Fine. Thank you, sir. How are you tonight?
Well, fine. Thank you. Thank you for coming on so quickly. And I know you are burdened. I've gone to your website, and you are... you know, you have a heavy burden and a heavy heart tonight, and I want you to spill it all out on the program here tonight for our listeners. And we have many whose prayers are with you and whose prayers are with Nacho. So welcome aboard, and just tell us quickly, let's begin before the break, tell us a little bit about this whole episode in your life, what it has meant to you.
You know, it's been a nightmare, but it's been an experience, something I have never seen before in my life, and I will never see again. I'm 64 years old, and we're law-abiding family and law-abiding citizens. My son-in-law, Ignacio, had been a Border Patrolman for 10 years. He had been involved in over 100 drug busts and never fired his weapon, never beat up on anybody. He had a beautiful record as far as being a Border Patrolman. He was referred to as people used to call him the Green Angel. His trainees used to call him the Green Angel because he was known to help even the illegals that he apprehended by giving them water and many times even his lunch. And he's a good man. We're a spiritual family, it's just devastating. It's devastating for the family,
sure,
for his three boys.
All right, hang on where you are right now, Joe. We got our first break. We'll have plenty of time in just 3 minutes to talk with you. Stay tuned, ladies and gentlemen. Uncensored Radio Free America is on the air. Rick Adams, your radio avenger.
Yeah.
Do you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625. Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle. And today, you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hitting them pretty hard and knocking them right out of the park. Rick Adams is on. Right on. On base, on point, on RBNLive.com.
Okay, we're back now with Joe Loya, and he's telling his story. Lines are beginning to light up, and the number is 800-313-9443. Joe, you talked about what a nightmare it has been for your son-in-law and how he was with the Border Patrol for 10 years, I believe you said, right?
10 years, yes, sir.
And let me ask you this now. What is his background as far as, him coming into the service as a young man? Did he grow up as an American citizen himself, I assume? Where is he? Was his family from another part of the world or Mexico? Tell us a little bit about him personally, and then we'll go from there, okay?
Yes, absolutely. His grandparents, his great-grandparents, just like my great-grandparents, yeah, were all from Texas. My great-grandfather, yeah, was born here in 1853. Wow. In Texas, in El Paso, before it was even El Paso.
Yes.
But Ignacio attended high school here in El Paso. He graduated. He attended the University of Texas in El Paso. He joined the U.S. Naval Reserve, spent eight years with the U.S. Naval Reserve, and became a Border Patrolman. And he was a Border Patrolman in the U.S. Naval Reserve at the same time. And he turned 38. He's 38 years old. He turned 38 3 weeks ago in prison. And Basically, he's a good man. He's a very good man. He for the last 5 years he had been coaching T-ball, little league baseball, and football, and he had his sons on the teams. His 7 and 9 year old, and he got a 7, a 9 year old boy, and a 13 year old. The three boys who are devastated because, especially the 7 year old, they were so close to him because this is all he did on his spare time: coach baseball and football, and. And then he belonged to several law enforcement associations. One is a bike club, a motorcycle club, and they had fundraisers and bike runs about every 6 weeks. And he and my daughter were very much involved in this. And he didn't drink. He doesn't drink. He's a good man, very religious, and we're mm-hmm. a spiritual family. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, you know, he's just a real good, and he was a good federal agent for 10 years. He was a very good agent, and unfortunately, although he worked most of the 10 years of the Border Patrol on the graveyard shift, that day that this drug smuggler decided to bring his 743 pounds of marijuana across the across the river here 28 miles east of El Paso, he just happened to be at the wrong place at the wrong time because he never worked days. He always worked nights, mm-hmm. and this happened at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, right around lunchtime.
Yes, in broad daylight, huh?
In broad daylight.
And tell us exactly, so we can dispel all of the conflicting reports and stories about what he did and did not do. Tell us exactly the story from your account of what you have of the facts.
Sure. On February the 17th of 2005, it's going to be. It's been 2 years already. Mm-hmm. Agent Ramos, my son-in-law, was at the Border Patrol station. He was eating his lunch. He was having lunch. Agent Compion was 5 miles away mm-hmm. at the river, patrolling the river, when he was alerted by electronic sensors that are set up by the Border Patrol of activity out along the river. When he went to investigate, he saw, he saw six illegals running back to Mexico. These guys are called mules. They're the ones that bring the drugs across, the mm-hmm. big heavy bundles of marijuana across. And then he spotted this light blue window Ford van leaving the area, headed toward the little town of Fabens, Texas, which was 5 miles away from the river. He couldn't chase the vehicle because he was across a big canal, and he would have to drive a couple of miles to and open a gate and then get across the canal. But he went ahead and got on his radio, on his Border Patrol unit on the radio, and he put out the call to the rest of the Border Patrol down there in Fabens that a suspicious van was headed into town from the river, from Mexico. And Ignacio was at the station when the call came in. He put his lunch away and ran out the door, got in his Border Patrol unit, and headed into town, which is 1 mile away. When he got into town, the drug smuggler had already entered the only traffic control device controlled intersection in the town of Fabens, and he was spotted by another Border Patrol agent who started the pursuit. Ignacio Ramos joined the pursuit, and the smuggler headed back to Mexico, mm-hmm. and he was doing like 65 miles an hour. This was a testimony, and both agents had their emergency lights flashing, yep. but he failed to stop. Yep. Instead, sure. when he got to the end of the road, mm-hmm. the agent Compion was still there at the river, mm-hmm. and he tried to he was waiting for him. The smuggler tried to ditch his van into the canal, which is 15 feet deep and 30 feet wide, and jumped out of the van while it was still moving. My son-in-law, Ignacio, jumped out of his Border Patrol unit and chased him on foot. When the smuggler went through the canal, which is very hard to get to because I've been out there many times. I have filmed out there. I have taken measurements and the whole bit. When the smuggler came out on the other side of the canal, Agent Compion tried to grab him and stop him. They had been yelling at him to stop, stop, stop in Spanish. Well, the smuggler ran around Compion and knocked him down. But Gompian managed to get up, and he chased him for 40 to 50 feet, jumped on the smuggler's back, and brought him down. The problem was Agent Gompian is only 5'5", and the smuggler is a lot bigger at 6'1". So Agent Gompian couldn't hold him. And what happened there, they struggled, they fought, and the smuggler cut Gompian on the hand and got away. And when he got up, he threw a bunch of dirt on Gompian and kicked dirt on Gompian, and he started running away. Well, he still had about 150 yards to go before he got to the river to cross back to safety and to Mexico. There was a van on the other side of the river waiting for him with two other, I'm sure there were also drug smugglers. And when he got up and got away from Agent Gompian, he started running and turned and pointed something shiny at Gompian. Gompian was still laying on the ground, and Gompian felt that this guy was going to shoot him. So Gompian finally pulled out his Beretta and took several shots. The smuggler testified that Gompian took 5 or 6 shots. The prosecution upped that to 16. That's how vicious this prosecution was. Without an investigation, they claim that Gompian shot him 16 times. Never hit him. Never hit him, okay? But Agent Ramos, my son-in-law, was struggling to get out of the canal when he hears the shots. And with total disregard for his own safety, he runs up the elevated slope and up on the elevated levee road that the Border Patrol uses along the river to look for illegal aliens. This is when he spots Agent Gompian on the ground, and he sees the smuggler running away. And he had heard the shots, but he didn't know who had fired the shots. He didn't know if Agent Gompian had been hit. He didn't know if he had been wounded. He took off after he left Gompian on the ground and took off after the smuggler. The smuggler turns and points at Agent Ramos, and Agent Ramos takes one shot. But the smuggler keeps running. He never goes down, and he disappears in the tall, thick brush along the Rio Grande.
Right.
And then this is when two other agents arrive on the levee, and all four of them see the smuggler cross the river, get into the van with the other two thugs, and they take off. Now, during the trial, the U.S. Army doctor who removed the bullet fragment from the smuggler testified that the drug smuggler was not shot in the buttocks or from behind, as the prosecution had claimed, that he was shot while he was pointing back with his left arm at Agent Ramos, which is exactly what Agent Ramos testified to, and that he was in a bladed position when he was wounded, and he was not shot in the buttocks.
And he was not fatally shot, obviously, and now he's turned around, and he has been lionized basically as a hero, this criminal. And, of course, your son-in-law is in jail.
My son-in-law is in prison now in Yazoo City, Mississippi, doing 11 years for violating his drug smuggler civil rights. Admitted illegal alien drug smuggler who had admitted he had been smuggling drugs for 12 years, and he brought another 751 pounds in October, 6 months later, while he was on immunity from prosecution, and they were waiting trial for the two agents. The smuggler got away. 1 month after he got away, he called a friend of his, another Border Patrolman in Wilcox, Arizona, and reported that he had been shot by U.S. Border Patrol while crossing into the United States on foot, and that he was they tried to arrest him, and that he ran, and that they shot him in the back. Of course, he admitted to all the lies after he was given immunity. He was given immunity in Mexico by Homeland Security agent Christopher Sanchez, who brought him to El Paso, took him to the El Paso, brought him to the El Paso William Bowman Army Hospital, where the bullet fragment was removed. They gave him immunity. They gave him a government pass so he could go back and forth between Mexico and come and get treatment. I mean, they rolled out the red carpet for this guy based on these accusations and allegations. Of course, now...
All right, hold that thought there. Catch your breath for a moment,
okay,
Joe, and very impassioned, and we'll get right back to you in just a few moments. Those of you calling in or on the line, be patient. We will get your calls on the air, I promise you. And we'll be back with Joe Loya, father-in-law for Agent Ramos, now in prison. I'm Rick Adams, radio avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio. Stay tuned.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Hi, this is Steve Shank with Fearless Radio and RBN, your only source for solutions to problems of troubled times. Do you realize that 3 years ago, the JMS Food Group warned people that there would come a time when if you didn't grow it yourself or you already had it stored, you wouldn't dare eat it? Wait a minute. E. coli on our spinach and lettuce? That's our food you're talking about. You know where E. coli comes from? Feces, black water. In short, poop. We have to decide quickly to get all the food we're going to need. It's obvious that contamination can leave us hungry even before food shortages shut us down. For help ordering your food supply and protection from dishonest suppliers, call 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. On the phone, 800-409-5633.
We've all considered solar power at one time or another, and self-sufficiency will be your key to a better future. Ken Solar can help you get off the grid and become self-sufficient with solar power, and for a lot less than you would think. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar power generator, for a lot less than you'd expect. This portable system can chop off nearly a third of your electric bill, a good start for any families out there wanting to get solar power for your home. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos, and how-tos, and of course, the new solar power generator. Use the coupon code RBN with your purchase and save an additional 10% off your order. Get a solar power generator now from kensolar.com at 239-677-3073. Again, that's 239-677-3073 or on the web at kensolar.com. Ken Solar, the home of all your solar needs.
All righty. Uncensored Radio Free America returns right now only on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And Joe is with me, Joe Loyas. You're giving us an excellent bird's-eye view, a chronology, Joe, of exactly what took place from 2 years ago to the present. And please continue if you have more to say, obviously. Go ahead. Complete the story.
Absolutely. One thing I want the listeners to know is that I spent 20 months on this investigation, hundreds of hours, because the FBI never investigated this case. Mm-hmm. This case was investigated by one 4-month rookie Homeland Security agent by the name of Christopher Sanchez, who in time became a good friend of the drug smuggler, since they worked 1 year together in preparation for the case against the two Border Patrol agents. But what happened after that is when they brought him, they gave him immunity in Mexico, brought him back to the United States, and treated him. I'm sorry, it's allergy season here in El Paso, and I got severe allergies.
That's
so,
all right. That's okay.
Forgive me. They went out and arrested the two agents, Compion and Ramos. They were arrested by SWAT teams. My daughter's house and my son-in-law's house was surrounded by a SWAT team with automatic weapons. Mm. And this is based on the allegations and the accusations of the drug smuggler. Okay, and at 9:30 p.m. on a Friday night, They went and knocked on the door. Mm. When my son-in-law and the two little boys answered, the five-year-old and seven-year-old Dan answered the door. They told him, Ignacio Ramos, and he said, yes. And they had six of them were pointing automatic rifle, automatic weapons at him. And they said, step outside. As soon as he did, they grabbed him in front of the children and twisted his arm and threw him against the wall and handcuffed him. And, you know, just there was no reason for that, especially in front of the children. All they had to do was call him and tell him, hey, Ignacio, we want to talk to you. We're coming to the house or come to the station. We want to talk to you. But no, instead of doing that, they had a SWAT team. Then they took him in. He was in jail, as was Agent Compian, for 8 days before they were brought before a magistrate and to post bond. Our bond was $35,000 on Ignacio and $15,000 on Compian. They were charged with assault with a deadly weapon, and that was just the beginning because later on they were charged with attempted murder. Mm-hmm. And then, of course, the one that got them the automatic 10 years was a law that wasn't written to be used against law enforcement. The 10 years that they got was for assault with a deadly weapon in relation to committing a crime of violence. Mm-hmm. You know, as if these guys had gone home, gotten a pistol, and gone and robbed a store and shot someone while doing this. Mm-hmm. This is, it absolutely makes no sense, but that's how vicious the prosecution mm-hmm. was, the U.S. attorneys. And, you know, after they posted bond, they were put under house arrest for... They spent 8 months under house arrest. They couldn't even go outside to feed the dogs or pick up the newspaper. 8 months of house arrest, two good federal Border Patrol agents. It just doesn't make sense. And
you know, it's obvious that there is a very blatant attempt here to set an example for these two men and make examples out of them for the rest of the Border Patrol, which is now fully demoralized by this administration in Washington. And, of course, you know, Congressman Rohrabacher from California has denounced Bush for his refusal to intervene in this case and to deny the bond requests of the imprisoned agents. Rohrabacher has made a statement, you know, and he spared no words, and I will give him credit on this. He said, acquiescing to the insistence of the White House, the court has now decided to treat Ramos and Compian worse than they would common criminals, which is consistent with the way the Bush administration has handled these two Border Patrol agents from the very beginning. He says, to suggest that this underscores President Bush's mean-spirited and vindictive nature is an understatement. So, you know, the fish rots from the head down, and the stench is becoming apparent that this White House, this Homeland Security, which controls all of this, is determined to make your son-in-law and Mr. Compian and anyone else who thinks he's going to defend America's borders, to make them living examples of what they will face if they conscientiously do their job, Joe.
Absolutely. What happened after that was that we found out later, we didn't know it at the time, but 6 months, 8 months later, rather, these guys had been on under house arrest for 8 months,
sure.
that the prosecution asked for a postponement of the trial, and they went before the judge in October of 2005. The prosecution claimed that they needed to take the drug smuggler to San Antonio, Texas for additional surgery or additional treatment, which turned out to be a lie. What happened then, and remember that this drug smuggler was under immunity from prosecution, well, he brought another 751 pounds of marijuana. Mm. This was part of the of a sealed indictment that was presented to the attorneys at trial, but not to the jury. Or we couldn't use it.
This is criminal. All right, stay where you are. We'll take another break. 3 minutes, we'll be right back with Joe Lawyer. I'm Rick Adams. Stay tuned. We'll take your calls coming up on the program. Uncensored Radio, Free America, Radio Avenger will be back with his guest.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle, and today you're showing up in your new car and telling me you're buying a house? What did you do, rob Bill Gates?
No, John, I didn't rob Bill Gates. What I did do is visit the website www.didyourobbillgates.com. That's where I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. It's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my third week.
Whoa. What was that website again?
It's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Now write this down, John. You should go there and learn how this program can help you become financially independent, too.
Thanks, Bill.
I'm going there right now. Check, please.
You got this one, right, Bill?
Sure, John. Don't forget, it's www.didyourobbillgates.com. Next time, you'll be buying me lunch.
Deal.
Hi, this is John Statler, and I want to tell you about a new shortwave receiver that we're really excited about. It's the Kato KA1103, and let me tell you, this radio has features and performance of receivers costing 2 to 3 times the price. Features include dual conversion phase lock loop tuner for continuous coverage of the entire shortwave band, AM, FM, and medium bands, 268 memory presets, single sideband reception with fine tuning control, signal strength, meter, battery, power indicator, DX local select, tone select, auto backlight screen, extra long telescopic antenna, line out and external line in jacks, and many other features too long to list. And when you purchase a Kato KA1103, you just don't get a radio, you get an entire radio package, including an external antenna, stereo earbuds, and an AC adapter, rechargeable batteries, and a nice carry pouch. So if you've been considering buying a shortwave receiver or would like to upgrade from your present radio, the KA1103 at just $110 plus $9 shipping is an outstanding value. Call us at 800-724-2719. 800-724-2719.
Rick Adams is back.
Radio Avenger, the Paul Revere of talk radio.
Okay, we're back, ladies and gentlemen, and we're speaking with Joe Loya, in case you just tuned in. He's the father-in-law of Agent Ramos, who, of course, is now in prison. And continue, Joe, and continue so we can get the whole story from you.
Okay. I left off where the U.S. attorneys asked for a postponement. The reason they asked for the postponement, they never took the smuggler to San Antonio for treatment. The reason they asked for the postponement was because they found out. And today, I'm going to give it to you for the first time. It'll be all over tomorrow. We have now obtained the DEA documents where Johnny Sutton has been lying, the U.S. attorney. Mm-hmm. The Western District of Texas has been lying about that the drug smuggler never bought another load while he was on immunity. Well, we now have the documents. They will be all over the news tomorrow. And he did bring another 751 pounds, but because the drug smuggler was a star witness for the government, he was never arrested. there was an indictment and there was a warrant in the sheriff's department computer here in El Paso that was expunged by the government to protect the drug smuggler, because if they had arrested him, they would have lost their star witness and they would have thrown this case against the two Border Patrol agents out the window. There was a sealed indictment during the trial, and we were warned that we could face jail time or prison time, maybe even now. But you know what? They can't do any more damage to my life and to my family, what the government has done to us already. So mm-hmm. They don't scare me. I'm going to tell it like it is. I'm going to tell you the truth, because I would not jeopardize my son-in-law's chances of getting out of prison by lying to anybody. And, you know, the letter I wrote to the U.S. Congress back in December on Christmas Day has become a public document, and there hasn't been a single rebuttal or anything from the government on my document. And you'll find it, and I'll give you the our website in a mm-hmm. little while, mm-hmm. but you'll find it in there. And what happened there is that the smuggler was allowed to testify. He testified for 2 days, but now that the transcripts are out, and I'll tell you where you can read the transcripts of the trial sure. also in a minute. Sure. Now that the transcripts are out, you can just by when you start reading the testimony of the drug smuggler, who, by the way, filed a $5 million lawsuit against the U.S. Border Patrol for violating his civil rights 1 month after the two Border Patrol agents were arrested. Rumor has it that the government has settled. This is another sealed item for $3.75 million with a drug smuggler. Okay, we're still trying to confirm that. I got that information about 10 days ago, but it's supposed to be sealed. It gets worse and worse. But anyway, if you read the transcripts, you'll see where the U.S. attorneys just led the drug smugglers a testimony. And although we had many objections, the judge in this case overruled. Another thing I want to bring to the attention of the listeners is George Bush appointed Alberto Gonzalez, the U.S. attorney. Alberto Gonzalez is Johnny Sutton's boss. Johnny Sutton is the U.S. attorney for the Western District of Texas. George Bush also appointed Kathleen Cardone, the judge in this trial. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And, of course, the two prosecutors, Deborah Kainoff and Jose Luis Gonzalez, come under the jurisdiction of the Western District of Texas, and Johnny Sutton is their boss. So as you can see, we're up against a stone wall, but we will keep on fighting. The three of the witnesses for the government who turned government witnesses were Border Patrol agents at the scene, and they were given proffer letters or immunity, just like the drug smuggler was, in exchange for their testimony against Ramos and Compeon. One of them testified on the stand that, and when he was asked why he was on administrative duty with pay, he said for lying, and he admitted on the stand that he had lied on three previous statements he had given the Homeland Security investigator, and one of the attorneys said, and here you sit on the stand today and still lying about what happened out there that day. And the lies were so obvious that at one point the U.S. attorney who this guy was testifying for yelled at him. He said, "Did I ever tell you to lie?" He just screamed at him because it was so obvious the guy was lying. And then, well, now three of them have been terminated. That one agent by the name of Oscar Juarez was born and raised in Mexico. He came and attended high school in El Paso and mm-hmm. became a border patrolman. He testified for the government. He was under termination notice, and he quit 2 weeks ago. The other two agents who testified for the government under immunity from prosecution, mm-hmm. these guys thought that immunity would also save their jobs mm-hmm. for lying. Well, they will be terminated, I think. They were terminated Saturday, the other two agents. So one illegal alien Mexican drug smuggler has ruined the lives of so many people, not just our family, the Ramos family, the Compeon family, and in-laws and parents, but also the lives of three other agents' families. I mean, it's just unbelievable that one criminal can devastate so many families by doing what they did, doing what he did, and by what the U.S. attorneys did in this case. You might have heard that a month ago, Homeland Security, Department of Justice, and the Office of the Inspector General all testified before Congress and admitted that they have been lying to the U.S. Congress for 6 months.
Oh, yeah, sure, we have that.
Yeah, saying that the agents...
I think it's been a lot longer than 6 months. They've been lying for like 6 years.
Well, on this case, yeah. They started lying back in August of last year, saying that they had sworn...
What's another lie, you know?
Confessions by the two agents that they were out to kill Mexicans that day. I mean, you know, these guys are Mexican-Americans. They're Hispanic. But, you know, for them to say that they were out to kill Mexicans, that's just absolutely stupid for the government to make that accusation, that they knew that the drug smuggler was unarmed. They never, you know, well, Rick, let me just tell you this. This guy's never gave any statements or sworn affidavits or anything else that the government had accused them of having done. And, of course, 4 weeks ago, they admitted that they had lied to the U.S. Congress. They didn't have any documents and any confessions by the two agents. And now, as of today, DEA has proved that Johnny Sutton, the U.S. attorney for the Western District, has been lying. You have seen him on a lot of the major talk shows on television, lying to the public about the same things that Homeland Security had been lying to the U.S. Congress. And it just gets worse and worse. And, you know, January the 17th, we took my son-in-law to the U.S. Marshals, where he surrendered to go to prison. And the judge had announced in October, on October the 19th, at sentencing, that she had the power to let this agents stay out on bond pending the appeal, but she denied the motion. We filed another motion after they were taken to prison, and last week we got a ruling from some judge in Mission, Texas, by the name of Fortunato Benavides, who denied the motion for them to be released from prison on bond pending their appeal.
What was the reason given by these judges?
That these guys were flight risk. You know, each of them has three kids. They have all their family, all their parents, and grandparents and in-laws. Everybody lives in El Paso, and that these guys were flight risk. You know, if they were flight risk, they would have taken off since they committed they didn't commit anything since the incident out there at Fabens, since they were indicted. They would have taken off a long time ago. They were not flight risk, but I tell you
what. They were fright risks in that they would frighten the American people if they were to be out on bond and speak to the American people through their spokesman. But what is going on in this nation with this criminal administration in Washington and how it needs to be reined in one way or another? And here you've got Congress. You've got a few brave souls. Few congressmen and senators, very few senators, but a few congressmen speaking up and taking the bull by the horns. And so far, this man, George Bush, will not budge, though he has pardoned drug runners, drug traffickers, pushers, and so forth. As you know, there was a long list that we read on the air a few months ago of people that he's pardoned. And yet he, so far, will not address these two men because he knows that it's his head that's on the line with the New World Order and the North American Union, and he's willing to burn them, sacrifice them, incinerate them, throw them to the wolves if he has to in order to save his own hide. That's what it comes down to, Joe.
Yeah, absolutely. I think
it's treason.
Well, Johnny Sutton and George Bush are joined at the hip. They've been friends since 19... I've done a lot of research on that, at least since 1983, that they've been friends when George Bush was part owner of the Texas Rangers, and Johnny Sutton was a baseball player for the Texas Longhorns when they won the national championship. But I tell you how weak this case was for Johnny Sutton and the U.S. Government. You know, these guys were facing 40 years to life because they were charged with attempted murder, assault with a deadly weapon in relation to committing a crime of violence, a violation of the drug smugglers' civil rights, and they piled up they stacked 12 counts against them, because every time that they were offered a plea bargain and they rejected, they would add another one or two counts against them. The first plea bargain offer was for 20 years. Remember, they were facing 40 years to life. Of course, they turned it down. They were offered 15 years. They turned it down. They offered 10 years and turned it down. They were offered 5 years and turned it down. 5 weeks before trial, they were offered 18 months in prison and pay the medical bills of the drug smuggler, which the taxpayers had already paid because he was treated at a Army hospital in El Paso. And they said, why should we plead guilty to something that we're not guilty of?
Amen.
You know, they would, if you know, Rick, if these guys had been guilty, they would have taken those 18 months in a heartbeat, being that they were facing 40 years to life in prison.
Well, bless their souls. My goodness. Now, let me ask you here so we can start taking calls about your son-in-law, Agent Ramos. Now, what is happening to him in prison? Is he in solitary confinement? Is he in with the general population? Is he being abused? We're hearing a lot of reports.
Right. When he first surrendered on January the 17th, they took him to a prison in New Mexico, and there they made a big mistake, thinking that he was a mental case, and they had him shackled. And when my daughter went to see him twice, and once with the kids, they brought him in front of a glass barrier, and he was all shackled and handcuffed, where he could barely hold the phone to talk to my daughter and the kids. They did that for about 10 days here in New Mexico. And then in the middle of the night, four weeks ago, they put him in a charter plane and flew him to Mississippi, to Jackson, Mississippi. There the U.S. Marshals picked him up and took him to the Yahoo City Federal Penitentiary, 45 miles away. He arrived there in the afternoon, and they put him in general population in a dormitory with 148 other inmates, many of them Mexican illegals doing time for felonies, drug dealers, drug smugglers, and he was there 5 days. He got there on Monday afternoon. Saturday night, we had done interviews with America's Most Wanted. They were in town. John Walsh of America's Most Wanted support these two agents 100%. And so we did a documentary with them, and it showed. They showed it on Saturday night. Mm-hmm. 5 days after he arrived at Yahoo, right. At Yahoo. And after the show, he went back to his cubicle, because they don't have any bars. They don't have any cells in that dormitory. And he said he was afraid that they had recognized him as being a former Border Patrol agent. And sure enough, he said, after the lights went dim, he heard footsteps, a bunch of footsteps coming at him. And this is when he was attacked by six. And we are sure, even though I asked, I was in that prison two weeks ago, and I questioned Charlie Smith, the administrator, about who the attackers were. He wouldn't give me any information or any names because he said it was under investigation. But my son-in-law tells me that they were illegals from Mexico because of the words that they were calling him, mm-hmm. the cussing, and everything that they were telling him in Spanish when they were beating him. They beat him severely. It was through the help of a white inmate and a black inmate that helped him, that probably saved his life. And then these two guys picked him up and took him to security. There's no guard in that dormitory, so, you know, somebody can get killed easily, and they probably wouldn't even know until the next morning. But they took him, and then the guards took him away, and they put him in solitary confinement and segregation in a little 6x12 cell. He is still in there in that cell with a steel door. He is locked up 24 hours a day with a bunk, a shower, and a potty. And they say they got him in there for his own protection. Animals don't belong under those conditions, because he is only allowed a 15-minute phone call to my daughter and the kids once a month. He's only made one phone call because he's only been there a month. But they beat him so bad and gave him absolutely no medical treatment. And the only reason we found out that he had been severely beaten was 2 days later. He was beaten on Saturday night at 10 p.m. 2 days later at 10 o'clock in the morning, my daughter called the prison to see if she could get permission for Ignacio to call home, because the kids had bought him a cake and they wanted to sing happy birthday over the phone to him. It was his 38th birthday. Well, I still choke up to talk when I talk about this, you know, but they told my daughter that, I'm sorry, it wasn't my daughter, it was Rohrabacher's staff that called over there, and they told them, we'll give the message to the warden, and she'll get back to you. Well, we waited and waited and waited, we didn't get any phone call. At 2 o'clock in the afternoon, 4 hours later, my daughter received a phone call from Ignacio, my son-in-law, and she said, she was so happy. He said, why did they let you call? She said, we didn't expect a call from you. How did you do it? And he said, well, I got some bad news. He said, I have been beaten severely. He said, I'm in a lot of pain. I'm black, blue, and purple all over. They beat me in the face. They beat me in the, kicked me in the head.
All right, we've got a break. It's time to take a quick one, and we'll be right back with our guest, Mr. Joe Loya, Rick Adams.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonant frequency. If the resonant frequency making the glass vibrate is powerful enough, the size of the vibration will become so large the glass shatters. Using this same principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease-causing organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms, eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free, 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. Once again, 1-866-885-6625.
You got headaches? Most headaches are caused by a structural weakness of blood vessels in the head, and the blood vessels are tending to balloon, causing a headache. The structural weakness is due to a deficiency. Correct the deficiency, and the body will heal itself. I blended what I believed to be the missing nutrients in the right proportions, and the headaches went away. When they were gone, they stayed gone. I named it Headache Stay Gone. See HeadacheStayGone.com or call 800-327-0727 for more information or to place an order. I'll send you a bottle of Headache Stay Gone. Headache Stay Gone will cure your headaches and prevent them from coming back before you pay the bill. Headache Stay Gone has already cured the worst migraines I have ever heard of. Call 800-327-0727. All orders are shipped the same day. Call 800-327-0727. That's 800-327-0727.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The New World Order Thought Police are on the run because Rick Adams is back on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Indeed. Thank the good Lord for that. All right. We're back with Joe here. And, you know, Joe is the father-in-law of Agent Ramos, who's in prison now and beaten up and tortured, God knows what else. And all this going on while the real criminals who sit in the White House are favoring their fellow criminals who are marching across the border with immunity and impunity, firing upon our agents, killing law enforcement agents, police, killing people in the border states in record numbers, kidnapping, committing acts of vandalism, desecration, defecation, you name it. They're doing all of this while the Border Patrol agent who fired, protecting America, fired upon a man who was thought to be firing upon him, facing him, is now in that prison system. So you tell me that this is just, that this is right, that this is good, and that this is what America should be all about. The problem is in Washington. And until we understand that and address the problem, like the snake whose head must be taken off, we are not going to begin to see the end of this. This is just the beginning of what will happen to any agents who are left in the Border Patrol and the National Guardsmen as well. Anyone who takes any kind of progressive action, any kind of defensive action for himself, herself, or for America. So that's my little commentary for you, Joe, in between.
Thank you.
But anyway, so the status now is that he has his children at home, his three children, and his wife, probably going through hysterics, a nightmare every day, wondering, is he going to survive? Is he going to be harmed further? Is something going to happen? Is he going to win his appeal? They must be terrified. They must be absolutely terrified.
Yeah, we've taken it one step at a time, and for 2 years it's been a nightmare. From the night of the arrest, and then the bail bond hearing, and then the indictment, and then the postponement of the trial 3 or 4 times, and then the actual trial, and then the sentencing, and the postponement of the sentencing 3 times, and you know it just prolonged, and it's just a postponement after postponement by the U.S. government, and I don't know if they did it deliberately or what the reason is to prolong this dilemma and prolong our suffering, because it has been 2 years of suffering for the family, and now it's the children are devastated. We have been devastated financially, you know, and emotionally. But we're very spiritual. We're a spiritual family, and we know that God is with us, and we know that justice will prevail. I told my son-in-law 2 weeks ago when I saw him in prison, I said, Ignacio, I said, you take care of yourself. I'll take care of the rest. I said, and so far, you know, we have millions of people all over the United States and all over the world behind these two agents, but mainly across the United States. And when we have over 100 congressmen right now petitioning George Bush for a pardon. This agent should not be pardoned. They should be exonerated. They should be put back with their families and put back on a job with the U.S. Border Patrol. My son-in-law was very dedicated, very proud of his job, and he did a real good job out there. And all the trainees that worked under him have had nothing but praise for him.
All right. When we come back in hour number two, we'll tell people how they can help, how they can get on your site, and we'll do that and take calls. When we come back, 800-313-9443 is the number. I'm Rick Adams, Radio Avenger, and the beat goes on, ladies and gentlemen. Be right back.
You got hit it?